Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to Rio Rancho Presbyterian Church on this Palm Sunday. Grown-ups, you did great. You did great. Usually, you know, I watch and the grown-ups are like, but you guys did great. Thank you. Good job. If you're here for our first time, we're happy to have you. It's our joy. We'd invite you to stay after worship in Fellowship Hall, have a little something to eat and drink so that we can get better acquainted. And if you haven't already, now is the time to start the maroon folders that are on the center aisles. Fill it out, pass it to your neighbor. When it gets to the end of the row, pass it back and note names following the service so that you can greet them after the service this week. I got lots of announcements here. I'm trying to move. Today and today only is a very unique opportunity to buy bunny bark. Yeah, it's a chocolate sensation made by Laura Gonzalez, and the proceeds go to Scholarships of Grace. So if you need one more thing to put in that Easter basket, we have it for you, and it'll be for sale in the Fellowship Hall following worship. Also, it's time for our Sunday school teachers to sign up for another round of teaching, and if you at all want to do that to help fulfill our baptismal vows to the children. See Dave Schombach, he's hard to find. So if you have trouble finding him, look for the purple clipboard. Everybody turn to the back of your bulletin, because otherwise you may not be able to follow. This has been here for a little bit, but there are some added details, so I want to be sure you know these things. This Thursday, we will gather for one of the most meaningful services we have here, and that is Maundy Thursday. And we need help setting up and taking down, because we convert this into a room of tables, round tables, where we will remember our Lord's Last Supper with his disciples. And there are times and days for setting up and taking down. If you could think you might be willing to help, go out and see if any of those times work for you. Many hands make light work, so please help us with that. Also, we take a free will offering at that service known as the Pieces of Silver Offering, remembering what Judas received. So this year we're collecting it, and it will be given to the Tender Love community. Easter sunrise, the new thing on Easter sunrise is you need to bring your own seating. Now, we do have chairs, so if you forget, we won't make you stand. But if you could bring some of your own seating, because that service is out here where there's minimal seating. And also, following worship on Easter at the 10 a.m. service, in addition to the brunch, there'll be an Easter egg hunt for children and a craft activity. Please have your children bring their Easter baskets for that. And now Sheila has an announcement.
While you're perusing the bulletin during Pastor Kathy's sermon, if you can not listen to her, because it's going to be worth it, I want to let you know that there's a section in there about CERT, which is a community emergency training that's coming up next month. And so I have some information to add to that. Once you complete the training, you receive a backpack that is a very nice backpack. It's green, and it has all kinds of preparedness training stuff in it for you, including a helmet, gloves, those types of things. It's $75 worth. You don't pay for the class. This is given out through the class, and the backpacks are given through grants. So you don't pay for the class. And the class is also a training for youth. I believe 14 or 16 and older can attend with a parent or guardian as well. So I just want to let you guys know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. And now we have a minute for mission. 2017 was a tumultuous year in terms of natural disasters. Powerful and destructive hurricanes hit Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and other locations in the Caribbean. Central Mexico was shaken by a devastating earthquake. Wildfires in the Pacific Northwest forced some communities to evacuate and burned hundreds of thousands of acres of wilderness. In all of these disasters, Christ was present through Presbyterian Disaster Assistance, which receives funds from One Great Hour of Sharing. The help PDA, that's Presbyterian Disaster Assistance, brings is long-term, and we are grateful that when other groups leave Puerto Rico, we will still have PDA giving us a hand, said the Reverend Edwin Gonzalez Costillo, the stated clerk of the Presbytery of San Juan. One Great Hour of Sharing helps people not only in natural disasters, but also in poverty and hunger and self-development. The Presbyterian Hunger Program helps families in Uganda who are in danger of losing their farmland. A widow, Nijuma, who depended on her farmland to feed herself, three children, and eight orphaned grandchildren in her care, faced eviction when her in-laws ordered her to leave the land that her husband had inherited. Through training programs supported by the Presbyterian Hunger Program, Nijuma was able to successfully appeal for help through local land governance structures. In addition, she learned more efficient farming techniques from the organization. The Presbyterian Committee on the Self-Development of People, also a recipient from One Great Hour of Sharing, helps those who need a new start in life, such as recovery from addictions or reentering society after serving time in prison. The Front Porch Cafe in Akron, Ohio is one example. It provides food, friendship, and guidance on job skills and housing. Thanks to that program, people who are now sober and drug-free are able to be self-supporting. The Reverend Gonzalez Costillo reflected on the impact that PDA is having in Puerto Rico. In many places here, Presbyterians are not very well known. But through things like this, when we attend to disasters, and when our communities get the kind of help that PDA provides, the Presbyterian name becomes familiar, and people see that our church is here to help, he said. Next Sunday will be the One Great Hour of Sharing offering. What better day than Easter to help bring hope to people whose lives may seem utterly hopeless? Please give to the One Great Hour of Sharing so that Christ may be present in lives so in need of a rebirth. Thank you.
The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each of you. Greet one another with a sign of God's peace.
Good morning. Please stand as you are comfortable to join me in the call to worship. Here we prepare ourselves for the week that is holy, yet filled with unholy acts, words, thoughts. We will try to follow Jesus in the days to come, sustained by the word of grace and life. The one who set aside glory comes in humility. The one who offers life will challenge death itself. Please join into our first hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, number 196 in the Glory to God hymnal.
So this hymn gives us another chance to shout our hosannas. Enjoy.
Our palm branches when the parade is over? When do our hosannas become cries for punishment? How do we, like those before us, turn our backs on the one who comes to us in the name of the Lord? As we begin Holy Week, let us admit what is true about us as we pray together and in silence. Steadfast love.
When things go well for us, we can easily retain thousands on us. But the word turns to ashes and mouths full of anger and bitterness. We hide behind our palm branches, hoping you will not see the doubts we have about what you call us to do. We eagerly feast on your blessings, but are reluctant to offer even crumbs to those around us. Forgive us.
At his birth, Jesus comes bringing us hope. Entering Jerusalem, he brings us assurance. Walking to Calvary, he leads us to new life. All this was for us, so we could bend our knees before God in humility and praise. God's steadfast love endures forever. Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Help us to hear you revealing God, not just in the words, but in the silence of Scripture. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Our reading from the epistles this morning comes from Ephesians 2, verses 5 through 11. You may follow along on page 1064 in your pew Bible. Even when we were dead through our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the results of work, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. So then remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision was made in the flesh by human hands. Thank you.
Well, if that doesn't get you into the holiday spirit, nothing will. Today's psalm reading is selected verses from Psalm number 118. The common opinion has it that this is a psalm of David and that it was composed when his troubles with Saul ceased and he became recognized as king. This particular psalm is not a continuous story, but rather a series of one-liners, each one-liner praising God in its own way. Some of these lines will be very familiar to you. You might end up saying to yourself, oh, so that's where it comes from. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
If you'd like to come up. Well, boys and girls, when you came in this morning to church, you helped us all celebrate Palm Sunday by waving palms, right? Why do you think back at the time of Jesus they waved palms? Why do you think? Anybody have any ideas? Yes.
To praise the Lord.
Well, to praise the Lord, but why palms? Well, okay, because they thought he liked palms. That's, you know what, and a lot of people do. And I think that's a really good answer. You know, another reason is that they were everywhere. In that part of the world, palms just grow naturally. They're just everywhere. If Jesus were to come here, what might we wave? Yes.
We might wave leaves.
Okay, leaves.
Palms.
Well, we have them now, but if they were to come, because what naturally grows here that we might wave?
Branches with tons of leaves.
What else grows naturally here? Would we grow maybe some pinon branches? Would we throw out tumbleweeds maybe? As a way to honor Jesus? Yes. A yucca? Okay, yucca even has those leaves, doesn't it? Plus, if it's blooming, it has that wonderful stalk that we could wave, couldn't we? So there are some... The idea was that we wave palms because they did. But if we were going to welcome Jesus here, we might wave something different because they did what they had at the ready. So they might use tree branches. They might use yucca. They might use all kinds of things that just are around here, we might, right? So, but the important thing is what Aiden said at the beginning, which was they did it to show their love for Jesus, right? And so whatever we use, it's not so much what we use, it's what is in our heart when we use it. You know, this is a hard week for Jesus, Savannah. This is a hard week for Jesus. And anybody can tell me why it's a hard week for Jesus?
It's me.
Anybody know why it's a hard week for Jesus? He got crucified, which is a fancy, talks about how he was killed, right? When he was killed on a cross. Right, they hung him up there and he died. So that makes, you know, when you remember something sad that happened, it kind of makes you sad. But we also know that when we come back next Sunday, we'll hear what the real end of that story is, right? There'll be a real end to that. And so if you don't know the end, you should come back next Sunday because it's pretty darn amazing, that story. So, but for this week, we think about not only the celebration, Savannah, not only the celebration, but we think about all the things that Jesus went through that week, and we remember that, okay? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that we had palms this morning, but if we hadn't had palms, we would have used whatever we had to show our love for Jesus. And we ask that you be with us in this week, and that as we think about all that Jesus went through, let us always remember he did it all because he loves us. It's in his name we pray. Amen. See you guys later. Okay, time to go. Get your stuff. John. It comes from Mark, the 11th chapter, the first 11 verses. I don't know why I told Jan that. I just make stuff up for her sometimes. It couldn't be at all that we were working on like four services simultaneously. But anyway, we are in Mark, which is the second gospel. So if you've already found your place in John, go back through Luke, and then you'll find Mark. And this is the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Listen for the word of the Lord. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it, and bring it to you. Bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed him were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. This morning we're going to hear from someone who was there, but we have not ever heard from them.
donkey?
No, I'm the war horse pulling a golden chariot.
Artist?
What you see is what you get. What are you after?
Are you the donkey?
Well, given the usual absence of concern displayed by your species to the welfare of mine, you know, I saw that you chose a water buffalo over me in your heifer project voting. You know, this is beginning to get weird. You're not really interested in me, are you?
Welcome. Anyway, glad you could come.
Nice of you to mention it. Whom did you pay for my services, and what do you want? A set of autographed hoof prints on your backside?
Are you the donkey that carried Jesus?
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Yes. Yes, and?
Well, what was it like?
Well, it was a new experience. I never carried anyone else before, and life has been all downhill since.
You mean a disappointment? An anticlimax?
Have you even seen the map? Jerusalem is on a hill, you silly human. Do you read the Psalms about this place? About going up the holy hill to the city gates?
Ah, yes, downhill. I get it.
Well, if the first time you did a job, you've been brought up to see as an everyday burden, and they lined the streets and tore branches off trees and waved them, cheering, and tore their clothes off their back and dressed me up as well as softening my path, dressed up the hard road for me dainty wee hooves. Wow, I never imagined such a thing. And then he got on. Not heavy, not light, well within capacity, I'd say. And when you're being pampered and buttered up, it lifts the spirits. I was doing what they couldn't do, and they were delighted with me. And so what if it was about him and not me? Some of that rubs off, you know, keeps you going, even now. Some of them were going on about how he was a prophet or a king, humble and riding on a donkey. But just for that moment, it was about as unhumble a job as a donkey could wish for. I was beginning to think that being a beast of burden wasn't that bad after all. It was grand. But nothing stuck up, you see. Nothing exclusive about it. If he was a king, he was a king for the many and not the few. Maybe that's what humble really means. Open, friendly, not pretending to any less than you are, nor more, neither. And no one was closer to him than I was. Just a wee bit of appreciation goes a long way, you know, but this was overwhelming. It was intoxicating. And the children cheered so loud that they got up the noses of those religious folk. I had to laugh in my donkey sort of way.
But
what could you do next? After a baptism of... After that, the run-of-the-mill is so, well, run-of-the-mill. When your first job is the best you will ever know.
You mean you had never carried anyone?
Oh, the ignorance. I'm a donkey, but I'm a colt. A young'un. But fully grown and ready to go. You know, we don't do this as a favor. It's our work. And I suppose I was just waiting. Young and strong, waiting for that first time. For the whip and the cursing and the wait. And then the whip again. I'd heard all about it. With the suspicion, of course, that the slave drivers who took me away from my mother and left me tied up were not just fattening me up to sell for sausages or to the Romans for their bloodthirsty games. And that was why they'd left it so long. Because then his friends turned up and they said, can we have the colt? Jesus needs it.
Just like that?
Just like that. Listen, if you're asking, you ought to listen. When you're a donkey like me, you get no choice in the matter. We've got a reputation, you know, for stubbornness. That's true. But they should try more carrot and less stick if they want cooperation. But I've never known your kind not to haggle. Someone must have been planning this for ages. I'll tell you something if you make it worth my while.
More carrot?
Finally. Thank you.
Well,
hold a minute. My mom taught me it was not polite to chew and talk. We got to the end of the road by the big golden temple, but it didn't look so shiny because the sun was going down behind it. You know, the temple is kind of a morning glory in its place. Faces east to catch the sunrise. Rubbish later in the day. But some kind of beautiful sunset. Not all the gold your people had piled on could compete with the glory of the heavens.
What did he say? Did he speak to the crowds? Do you have any good quotes from him? Great teachings. You know, he was famous for his stories. Parables, they called them.
You know what? He didn't say a word. Total silence. Just rode along, nodding to the crowds, listening to the cheers. But there weren't any speeches or teaching or any of that. You know, now that you mention it, it does seem kind of strange that he didn't have anything to say to all those people praising him.
Well, then, what did happen?
He got off. Sent me back to where I'd started from. I could have carried him. We were headed the same way. But for him, it seemed enough was enough. I'd done what he wanted. He did what they said. Didn't take advantage. But you can read all the thanks. All that, excuse me. You can read all that thanks to your friend Mark in his gospel. One more thing. I just thought of it since you mentioned what he said.
Yes?
Got another carrot?
Here.
Hold on. This is really good. Carrot's not bad either. Just before he left. And this part isn't written down anywhere. So you'll have to just take it from the donkey's mouth. Anyway, just before he left, he leaned over so I could hear and he said, "Thank God for you." And it was like he was thanking me, in person too. Like there's no difference between thank God and thank you.
And then?
They sent me back on ahead of him. And after a bit, I looked back.
And?
He sighed and walked on to where he had to go. He was free. I was tied. But for a moment, just a moment, I knew we both had a lot to carry. Good carrots, by the way. Bring some more the next time you're in Bethany. I'm going to have carrot in my teeth for the rest of this service. Please stand as you're comfortable. And we're going to sing number 200 in Glory to God, a cheering, chanting, dizzy crowd. And the tune's a little unfamiliar, so Nathan's going to play it through completely one time before we sing.
A cheering champion.
As we come together in a spirit of prayer, I'll stand to one side as the cheering, chanting, dizzy crowd come. I'm going to share with you prayer requests that I have for us, and then I will open our prayer and leave a time for you to pray silently or aloud, and then I'll close our prayer and we'll end with the Lord's Prayer. I had one thing down as a concern, but actually now it's a joy, and that's that Bobby Simpson came through a little heart episode successfully and doing very well. He just didn't want to miss the hallelujah from the Mount of Olives. But we also want to continue to pray for Doug Denham as he continues. He went into the hospital, and so we want to continue to offer our prayers for him. So let us be in a spirit of prayer. Eternal and everlasting God, we ask that you be in our midst at this moment, listening to our prayers. We continue to entrust Doug to you, trusting in your healing and your strengthening for him. And we rejoice with Bobby in the gift of health and of heart now, and pray that he will continue to remain strong. We pray, O God, for all those who struggle with health, with grief, with poverty, with fear. For life in the world, while a gift from you, sometimes is so difficult we cannot manage it. But we trust in you, and we ask that you use us to be your hands and feet and heart in the world. And in this week in particular, may we be mindful of the great love you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ. And now hear the prayers of your people. Hear all our prayers, O God. Gather them up. Open our hearts to receive your answers, for we might be the answers to those prayers. And now we join our voices, as did crowds long ago in Jerusalem, but this time praying the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
To our God, let us give our gifts. Would the ushers come forward, please?
Thank you.
please join me in the prayer of dedication? We could offer nails made out of rejection to others. Help us share them in our lives. We could wave the hurting and homeless away. Help us to welcome them with love and hope. We could keep our gifts stuffed deep in our pockets. Help us to give away more than we ever dare. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Sunday song is Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, number 197 in Glory to God. A reminder, the children will sing verse 1, and the congregation will come in for verses 2 and 3.
Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children say, through pillared court and temple, the joyful anthem rang. To Jesus who had blessed them, close folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best.
Like to come up and be with me this morning. Just take, you got plenty. You got plenty. You got to be able to wave them. Come over here, Savannah. Come here. All right. Come on. We think today's about children, and it is to some extent because they lead us in worship. But unless we're willing to follow, their efforts are in vain. So may we take our lead from children this week, not only in the joy, but also in the knowledge of how deeply we are loved. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with each of you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Come with me.